Davis's call for an independent investigation follows a scalding state auditor's report last week. It found Governor Rick Perry's job-creating fund awarded more than $200 million to 11 organizations that didn't formally apply for the money and didn't always meet the requirements for creating jobs. State law makes Greg Abbott, as Attorney General, responsible for monitoring state accounts and recovering money that's misspent. At a Monday press conference, Davis accused Abbott of covering up improper awards he should have known about. She linked his actions to $1.4 million in campaign donations that Abbott received from those who benefited from the fund.
And he looked the other way, as hundreds of millions of our tax dollars were handed out without any oversight or accountability.
Davis's charge of a cover-up follows Abbott's telling the Dallas Morning News it could not see a specific application for enterprise fund money because the information was confidential. The Texas Tribune reports that in at least five cases where access to applications were denied, there was nothing to keep secret because there were no applications.
He used the power of his office to keep records secret from the public, concealing the fact that basic documentation simply never existed and that large sums of taxpayer money was being funneled to companies improperly.
Davis has called on Abbott's office to release all internal documents and give back the campaign contributions until questions are cleared up. Abbott's Attorney General's office issued a statement calling the accusations political posturing. It said the auditor didn't say Abbott had done something wrong. Abbott's campaign declined an interview request, but through emails sought to turn the tables on Davis by claiming she personally profited from a decision by the Cabela's store to locate in Fort Worth. Cabela's received $400,000 from the Enterprise Fund in 2004. Davis, who at that time was on the city council in Fort Worth, supported incentives to bring Cabela's to the city. The title company she worked for helped handle the sale of property to Cabela's, but her campaign says that did not affect her pay. Claims and counterclaims of ethics violations and conflicts of interest have been thick throughout this governor's campaign. The question for Abbott and Davis is whether this one, so close to the election, involving the Enterprise Fund, will stick. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.